From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says that North Korea has released University of Virginia student 22-year-old Otto Warmbier. He is one of four Americans held in North Korea. This comes on the heels of a surprise visit by NBA star Dennis Rodman, who said he wanted to make something happen in getting Warmbier and the others freed. Still, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Thomas Shannon said there are serious concerns with Rodman being there.
Dennis Rodman's a private citizen. We're aware of his visit. We wish him well. But we have issued travel warnings to Americans and suggested they not travel to North Korea for their own safety.
Warmbier was detained in January 2016 and sentenced to 15 years hard labor for attempting to steal a propaganda banner. This Tuesday, U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is testifying in a public hearing with members of a Senate panel. They're probing about his contacts with the Russian ambassador and his involvement in the firing of the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Tillerson's. During his confirmation hearing in January, Sessions said that he had not met with any Russians during the campaign. The Justice Department said the conversations were part of Sessions' job as a senator. His testimony comes less than a week after James Comey, the fired FBI director, said during his own appearance before the Senate Intelligence Committee that he felt Mr. Donald Trump, the president, had gone against the normal separation of criminal investigations from White House oversight by directing him to end the investigation into Russia's activities. Comey said Trump told him he hoped Comey would let go of investigating the president's first national security advisor, Michael Flynn. This is VOA News.